judgmental statements avoided. Perhaps most important, your honest encouragement stoked my resolve to finish this book that had been in the works for so long. My utmost gratitude extends also to many creative voices who have helped me along this journey. Paige Daniels' photography, Drew Daniels and Joe Wise's assistance with my podcasting efforts, in which many of these ideas have been tested, and A.J. Roberts' incredible cover concept add immeasurably to the words written. I never could have brought this book to print without the incredible assistance of Mary Hollingsworth and her team at Creative Enterprises Studio. Special thanks to Renee Chavez for her expert eye sifting through the manuscript with needed edits, and others on the team who brought their talents to the work. Finally, my family is my rock. Chris and Alex, Perrin's brothers, endured all of the last 10 years with strength unimaginable. It has not been easy. They are men of character, compassion, and love. They will be leaving quite a mark on this world in the years to come. Both Alex and Chris have helped me each step of the way as I learned to write. They are faithful readers of endless blogs and awkward social media posts, and through their constant ribbing, they keep me humble. They regularly help me see through eyes of millennials, as I hope that these thoughts help across all ages. Wheezy stands above them all. She is my love, my editor, my encourager, my faithful follower. We have walked this road together as we learn to create space to breathe. Her depth of faith inspires me. Writing a book pales next to the journey we walk through together with Perrin. Wheezy's love and heart and compassion showed me God's love and heart and compassion. I am so thankful that God brought us together more than 40 years ago. Introduction. I have such an overwhelming sense of gratefulness at bringing this book to life, not only because this is my first book. My heart and life are in this book. Life lived over the last 30 years fill its pages. Occasional triumph and buckets of tears course through these years and these pages. I am learning how to write and how to live. This book describes the lessons learned in the crucible of experiences that I never would have imagined. The number of course corrections tried and gleaned from are more than I can count. My hope and prayer are that my lessons learned in the dark and in the light might help you in the practicality of your days. This gets at my strong desire. I want my words to be practical and usable. Certainly, I hope they will also be thought-provoking and inspirational, but inspiration that cannot be used only puffs us up for a few moments. Throughout this book, I will offer practical suggestions that you can put into practice. In the midst of an entire book, though, ideas can overwhelm to the point that nothing changes. My encouragement with Space to Breathe Again is to start your journey by using this book as a resource to experiment. In chapters where I offer several tips, pick only one. You can always come back for more later. If the end result of your reading this book is one or two practical changes that take deep root for your lifetime, my highest dreams would be realized. Let's get personal. I've decided in this book to get personal. To that end, I am introducing you to my family. Rather than refer to my wife as if you do not know me, I will talk about Wheezy. We've been married for 38 years. She is wonderful, and I don't want to write about her as if she is a random person. My sons are Chris and Alex. You will hear about them also. My daughter, Perrin, is no longer with us on this earth. You will hear about her magnificent walk and the extraordinary lessons she taught me through the way she lived her life. This book describes a journey, not an arrival. I do not pretend to have my act together. Like Thomas Edison, who found thousands of ways not to create a light bulb, my tendency to take on more than I can manage